Hello again, and welcome to another edition of Time for Brass. You're listening to Manx Radio, the nation station of the Isle of Man, and I'm Ian Cottier. First off, a very sprightly march from one of the USA's foremost composers of what have come to be called circus marches, Carl Lawrence King, and the march that I've chosen could well be a subtitle for Time for Brass itself, The Melody Shop. And that was Black Dyke with The Melody Shop. And there's melody aplenty to come tonight. Our overture, for instance, this is one that was very popular indeed in brass bands in years past, but nowadays rarely, if ever, figures in a concert programme. And also, thereby hangs a little story that I think may intrigue you. Title and composer after you've heard the music, but the band is Wingates.
Thank you.
band that, as many of you will have instantly recognised, was Carl Reisiger's The Mill on the Cliff. Reisiger was born at the end of the 18th century, a slightly younger contemporary of the more celebrated Carl Maria von Weber, and both of them served as directors of the Dresden Opera. So just keep those two facts in mind while we listen to Forden's Glyn Williams playing a very famous solo, which carries the name Weber's Last Waltz.
Thank you.
And now then, that intriguing story that I promised you. The solo that you've just heard was one of the many which have become known by titles which are either inappropriate or just plain wrong. It wasn't written by Weber at all. It was by Reisiger. Not that Weber stole it, you understand, but just before Weber left Dresden for London, where not long after that he died, Reisiger visited Weber and played him a suite of dances that he'd just composed. Weber was especially impressed by dance number 5 and asked Reisiger for a copy, which Reisiger wrote out there and then. No computerised composition in those days. After Weber's death, the copy was found among his possessions and assumed to be his own work, hence the title, Weber's Last Waltz. Strange how things come about. And now for tonight's major work. It's called, very simply, Suite in B-flat for Brass Band, and it was written by Gordon Jacob. Very tuneful, very English, and well within the scope of bands of more modest ability. 3 movements, a swaggering little march, a middle movement called Solemn Music, and a quirky finale straight out of A Midsummer Night's Dream. The band is CWS Glasgow. Thank you. The Suite in B-flat for Brass Band by Gordon Jacob. And now A Spot of Wagner, which is too familiar to need any comment from me. It's the introduction to Act 3 of Lohengrin. And then from Germanic legend to Spanish mysticism. Absolutely captivating playing by Foden's Richard Poole of La Virgen de la Macarena.
Thank you.
La Virgen de la Macarena. Before COVID put a stop to my wanderings, I was in Seville in southern Spain and spent an entrancing hour in the Church of the Virgin of Macarena, a most beautiful and richly decorated oratory and specially revered in Seville. And so it's a natural transition to tonight's next choice. It was composed by the deaf percussionist Dame Evelyn Glennie for her own performance, but has since appeared in the brass band repertoire, arranged for especially solo and duet euphonium. Here we go back to the original, as Foden's Mark Landon plays A Little Prayer on unaccompanied marimba.
Thank you.
Wasn't that absolutely super? Mark Landon and Evelyn Glennie's A Little Prayer. And now from the sublime to the downright ebullient. Black Dyke letting their hair down a little with Amparita Roca. And now tonight's time for brass draws us to a close, and a very gentle close it is. First with a Maori folk cradle song which became popular through such artists as Hayley Westenra and Dame Kiri Te Kanawa. It's called Hine e Hine, before Foden's play us out with John Ireland's much loved hymn tune, Love Unknown. And that was our own Russian Silver Band. Good night.